Jay and Dave for breakfast.
All right, Dave. Now, you know, we're in a time now where everything is changing. A lot of people are being told, yeah, if you don't need to go out, don't go out. Gyms are shut down because of this COVID-19, which is just ridiculous.
Yeah, just like around about 70% of Mackay and the Wit Sundays, I had just... decided ready to go to the gym, and they decided to close.
What an excuse. But there's great news, though. There's a gym in town that is creating an app for its members so they can start working out from home until the gym is reopened again. Power Station is Leonie, one of our good friends on the air with us. Hey, Leonie, how are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good. What a great idea this is.
Yeah, look, it's been something we've been working with some people for a while. With it. It's not our personal app. It's something that one of our friends have created, and they did a big upgrade on it a little while ago, which made it far more attractive for us. So we were looking at it beforehand. This just kind of picked it up and sped the process up for us.
So it's actually good timing that this is coming out.
Well,
is there any good timing when it comes to COVID-19?
Well, you know what I mean. Like, making the best of a bad situation.
Well, look, the thing is, you know, we got into this industry because we want to help people. So when we knew that you know, we thought, like, a lockdown is probably imminent, but whether or not, social distancing is important, and we wanted to be more about providing a solution for our members and anybody else who's interested in taking advantage of the situation, rather than just kind of throwing your hands up and going, well, that's it.
Yeah, well, can't do an exercise for 6 months or anything, yeah.
Our business is closed. You know, it's all about adapting. And from a business perspective, it's like, well, what can we do? But at the same time, being sensible, not trying to milk the market for every last penny before we close our doors, and not trying to bend the rules, which is what I'm concerned a lot of people are doing at the moment.
Yeah.
You know, if we all take our gyms and our boot camps and our PT clients all outside, honestly, we're going to end up with another Bondi Beach situation. So we're like, instead of trying to bend the rules and try and, you know, see how far we can stretch this out before somebody makes a decision to force us to live in their houses and not be able to go anywhere at all, let's be sensible. Let's encourage our members and encourage people to stay home like we're being told to. How can we help support their fitness? How can we help support their health?
So is it like some instructional videos, like you know, get two Bessa blocks and a tube of steel or something and start lifting that, or what?
Believe it or not, Dave, most people would probably have bands at home more than Bessa blocks these days. But
right.
What it is we're it provides three different things. One that I was particularly excited about. So first, we're able to provide workouts. So there's some workouts already loaded in there. We've just got to load it onto our members' database, which are at-home body weight type workouts, plyometrics, body weight, band workouts, some kettlebell workouts, and some dumbbell workouts. Most people have something they can use that is like a kettlebell or like a dumbbell, or they have bands, or they just have body weight. And we will have plenty of just purely body weight, because some people don't have anything.
Yeah.
You know?
And then that's a way to adapt it to the home, isn't it? We're running out of bit of time here, but if people want to check out that app, Leonie, how do we find that?
Look, contact us via Facebook is the best way. If we can keep it to one method, that would be good. Just quickly, we get a nutrition plan with this as well. It's about improving your immunity and your health. But most importantly, the exciting thing, it is about emotional tracking. So if somebody's not feeling great, if somebody's sad, if somebody's having a hard time, they can indicate that on there and we can reach out. And that's the part that we're interested in.
Because that is awesome.
That's going to be difficult for people to do while they're isolated at home.
Well, the Facebook page is Power Station Strength and Performance. Get on there, send them a message, and they can put you in touch with the app so you can keep fit whilst in self-isolation, home isolation, and like you say, most likely a bit of a lockdown down the tracks at some stage. Leonie, thanks for joining us this morning. Best of luck with it all.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Jay and Dave for breakfast.
Shawn Mendes. Triple M, Jay and Dave for breakfast, everything Mackay with Sundays. Welcome to Tuesday morning, coming up very soon. We'll take your first calls this morning. If you're up nice and early, give us a buzz, 13 27 10. I've got a, you know, Groundhog Day?
Oh, the movie.
Oh, you know, the situation.
Yeah, with Bill Murray, yeah, where you just replay the same day over and over again, yeah.
Well, for the last few days, it's been happening to me.
Really? Why? What's been going on?
I've left home, come to work, 3:30, driving down Mackay Bacasia Road.
Yeah.
And then I see, am I allowed to talk about the number plate that I've seen on a car?
Really?
I should be able to, hey.
Well, I think so, without actually saying what the number plate is.
No, well, the number plate is the funny thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just
this person
between you and me, then.
I should be able to say it. I think people would have seen it. We spoke about the coffin one around Mackay.
Yeah.
You know how there was somebody's number plate was coffin.
Yeah.
I've seen one, and I thought, because everybody's in this world of, you know, troubles at the moment, you know, lots of things. And,
of course.
So, you know, I'm a bit about positive thinking right. and all that sort of stuff.
So this is a positive number plate?
Yeah, because I'm driving to work and, you know, the weight of the world is on your shoulders and you think, oh, my God, when's this going to change? When's this going to get better?
Yeah.
This is not feeling great at the moment. And this car, second time in a row this week,
yeah,
day after day, consecutive days, where this car has come past me, done the same sort of speed limit as I, and then it's just taken off into the sunset. And the number plate was no probs.
Get out.
No probs. Yeah. And I did the whole, just before that, I'm like, just give me a sign that things are going to get better.
Yeah.
That's all, internally, I said that to myself.
Yeah.
And this car comes out of nowhere, it's no probs.
Wow, that's just freaking me out.
That's pretty good, right?
That is excellent.
Mm. Thank you to my psychic connections everywhere that have sent that to me.
So, what you're saying? Oh, God.
What?
Oh,
it's true.
I'm biting my tongue right now. I can't. What I want to say, I can't.
Yeah. All right, Jane, if you know who owns a no probs number plate, give us a call, 13 27 10. Jay and Dave for breakfast.
Jay and Dave for breakfast.
Triple M.
Marshmallow, Kane Brown, Triple M, Jay and Dave for breakfast. 22 minutes away from 7 o'clock live. Thanks to North Jacqueline Honda. 7-year warranty on a range of vehicles. We'll play In the Nuts coming up in 22 minutes from now.
Look, yesterday we just took a whole heap of random calls. The first callers through on 13 27 10. It was a great time, actually. We should bring that back.
First call. So people just call up for whatever reason. 13 27 10.
Yeah, maybe something's on your mind or whatever. Jim in Uralee has given us a call. Mate, what's going on?
The voting on Saturday. You see, both my wife and myself in a very high risk for this coronavirus. My wife is a diabetic, plus she's 79 years of age, and I'm 80 years of age. So I've got a problem with going there with people that I don't know.
I agree.
I just think I will stay away from the voting.
You know what? I can say there's a lady there when I went to vote who's just handing out hand sanitizer all the time. She's just squirting everyone's hands. Yeah. They're very particular about that.
But unfortunately, we can't drive, so we can't go and vote early, and we'd have to walk to wherever the voting is.
Yeah.
We don't even know where it is at the moment.
Showgrounds, it is, yeah.
Yeah.
At the showgrounds. Well, I live in Uralee. That's pretty hard.
Well, that's, you know, if you start now, Jim, you might be there by Saturday.
I think I could make it there.
But you're not the first person who said this, though. I've heard a lot of people saying that they are wanting to, because they're in high risk area as well of coronavirus, and they're deciding whether they want to do it or not, and just get the fine, slap the fine.
Well, I'm not going to pay a fine either, because unless they can guarantee me that I will not get a dose of the coronavirus, which may very well kill me, that's fine.
Yeah,
you know what, but If the voting won't kill you.
Oh, my God, it's boring.
It is boring, yeah.
But, you know, it's I'm with you, Jim. I'll find out what the latest on that, because every day the advice is changing and there's a lot of speculation as to whether they're going to postpone the election as well. So if we find out soon, we'll certainly get that on the air, mate.
Yeah, well, I certainly don't want to go near it just in case. Mm. We are in the extremely high-risk category.
As they say, better safe than sorry, Jim. Thanks for your call, mate. Good to hear from you again.
Thank you very much.
Anytime, mate. See you later. Have you got any early calls for us? 13 27 10. Hello, Triple M.
G'day. How you going?
Good, mate. What's going on?
Oh, not much. I just heard you talking about flights, about people sitting in certain rows.
That's right. Is that you, is it?
No. But it's funny you said that because I was talking to a person who runs a business in Mackay here yesterday, and he had a work colleague come back from overseas a week ago, and they didn't test him. International flight, and then flew from Brisbane to Mackay with a heap of people, and then was left to his own discretion to self.
Wow.
Stay home. So he didn't get checked at the international airport. No, he, nothing.
There have been reports about that, hasn't there? Yeah.
So silly.
And so, you know, I'm just can't believe the government, you know, like they're talking about doing all the stuff and there's no international testing for people coming in. No quarantining at the international airport. They're talking about shutting borders and they're just letting people come through.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Their own discretion.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully we get to the bottom of it. I mean, I hope this thing passes faster than what we're expecting it to.
Yeah, that's just
all right, mate. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, eh?
See you, mate. Take
bye.
It easy.
See you later.
Belinda's given us a call on 13 27 10. Now, Belinda, you want to respond to Jim and not voting on the weekend?
Yeah, so I just wanted to give you a bit of an update. So, obviously, ECQ control the election, and they have deemed that it is going to go ahead. It's nothing to do with council or candidates or anybody else.
Yep.
So it is proceeding, and people are compulsorily required to vote. If you choose not to, then obviously there could be a fine. I don't know what the outcome of that will be, but I just wanted to let people know. So ECQ have put in place some pretty good measures down at the polling booth. There's pre-poll down there. So today, Tuesday, from 9 till 6, Wednesday, Thursday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. And can I say, from being down there last week, when we were allowed to be there, after dinner at night is really, really quiet. There's not a lot of people going through, so I would suggest going at night when it's cooler.
Mm.
And then Friday, 9 till 6, and then all of the polling booths will be open on Saturday. There just won't be any candidates or volunteers there. So in addition to that also, if you're able to get down to the 500 Pavilion but you don't feel that you're able to go inside or you need to be isolated for any reason, there is a number that's displayed. You can call the ladies and someone will come out to your car and you can vote. They give you a little cardboard polling booth that you would have the same as if you were inside, so you've got privacy and you can sit in your car and they'll take your vote in your car. You don't even need to leave the car. There also is a 1300 number, and I don't have that handy to me at this second.
We can find it.
But
yeah.
There is a number that people can call. Again, if they're self-isolating or they've got family members who have immune-suppressed issues, then they can call the 1300 number and they can vote online. So
There's
quite a few different options for people if you can't physically walk into the polling booth before Saturday.
All right, we'll certainly get that on. Thank you so much for that information. Yeah. It's vital for a lot of people there, Belinda. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah.
There you go, hey? And then we just got a nice message from Beck saying, I'd like to extend to the elderly man, which we just spoke to. That was Jim in Iralee.
Yeah.
I'm happy to pick him up, take him voting on the weekend. There you go.
Sensational.
How nice is this that our community gets behind everybody and when they need help, hey?
Yeah, that's one good thing about being Australian. We know how to look after each other.
Certainly kick you in the backside, COVID-19. Thank you very much. All right, got anything on your mind this morning? Go to our Facebook page, Triple M Mackay with Sundays. Jay and Dave for Brekkie. It's 6:45, 24 degrees in Dalrymple Bay. Early Beach, 25 degrees at Triple M.
Jay and Dave for breakfast.
Triple M.
Seaforth. Loving that. Triple M, Jay and Dave for breakfast. 98.7 Mackay, 92.3 in the Whit Sundays. Triplem.com.au. Live this morning, North Jacqueline Honda, 7-year warranty on a range of vehicles.
I can't believe you're still laughing at me because I collect the brochures.
No. Well, a little tiny bit about that.
Yeah, you
but
are.
But more so where you're like, your words were,
yeah,
I take them home and read them after you've already voted.
Well, why not? I mean, I do a quick squiz and find out the preferences and everything. But I take them home and I have a good read of them. There's nothing wrong with that whatsoever. People are blasting me.
Do that on their websites and stuff. The information's there.
Oh, not all of it, but some of it. Yeah, you know, on Facebook, people are saying no, they don't collect the brochures. They say it's a waste of money, waste of paper. Someone says, well, they need toilet paper. That's it's wrong.
That's a good idea. You could mash it down and paper like recycle paper.
No, don't do that. Fill in Dolphin Heads, mate. Do you collect the brochures?
Yeah, I do. I'm in the habit of taking one from everybody as I go in.
And then once I voted, when I come back out, I hand them back to them so they can reuse them.
Well, see, that's sensible. I mean, I don't do that, but yeah.
But my suggestion this time around would be for each of them to stick their how-to-vote card up in each polling booth, you know, each little cubicle, so that they only need half the number that they would normally, and you just look at the one you want when you're in there voting, and then off you go, and you don't have all the litter and all the printing. No.
You know what, Phil? I voted yesterday, and I saw a lot of people actually taking photos of the flyers and everything that they stuck up on the wall out the front of there. So they were making informed decisions that way.
But don't you already know, Phil, before you even go to the polling booth, who you're going to vote for?
In state and federal, in the local council, it's a little bit more challenging to my way of thinking, but, yeah.
Okay.
I got a pretty good idea of how I'm going to vote, but I need to see the how-to-vote cards to see who's aligned with whom or who isn't.
Yeah, it's all about the preferences. If you vote for some person, they might preference the one you don't want to get in.
Yeah. Or, you know, if you decide that you do or don't like the Williamson party, then you want to either vote for or against them as a bloc, depending on your point of view. And you need to know who's involved, don't you?
Well, maybe you should stay on the phone so I can discuss you because I don't usually pick up the brochures, and now that there's no brochures to pick up, I'm probably screwed.
So Philly was taking the mickey before, now he's actually changed his mind.
Well, you know, you've convinced me a little bit that is probably important. Phil, thank you for the call.
Good on you. Thanks, mate. Bye.
Don't forget, election is this Saturday, so if you want to vote...
Yeah.
Pre-polling booths are open today, extended hours as well for Thursday, Friday, and of course, it'll be hygienic down there too. So
yeah, well, they've got the hand sanitizer as you walk out.
All right, Jay and Dave for breakfast this morning. Hey, not far away this morning from playing the pressure test.
Think Jay and Dave for breakfast.
Smash Mouth, the Triple M, Jay and Dave for breakfast. Everything Mackay with Sundays. It is Tuesday morning, 24th of March. We'll go through the news headlines coming up very soon. We're going to give you your chance to win your rates. That's right, we're going to pay your rates for you. Keep listening for how that's going to happen this morning. Sitting at 24 degrees in Walkeston right now.
Look, you can't really escape the news about the COVID-19 epidemic. Another casualty
what?
Of the...
Is there like an epidemic or something at the moment? I must have missed that in the news.
Another casualty you don't even really think about because of all the restrictions and everything, birthday parties. You can't go out to dinner for a few drinks or anything now.
Well, that's true. I think I told you that my friend Lindy had her surprise birthday party on Saturday night. Sunday it was.
Yeah.
And I couldn't go because public place.
That's right, yeah.
Had to bail.
Yeah. So
a lot of people in that position for the next few months, aren't they?
Well, the next 2.5 weeks is my birthday. I've had to cancel mine.
Oh, my God, it's your 56th birthday.
It's not that bad.
58.
A little bit less, mate. Thank
62.
You. Come on.
62?
Just be
you
nice.
Are in the category, the high-risk category then for COVID-19.
Actually, they say 47 is the category, and I'm 48 this year.
Even better reason to look after yourself.
Yeah, so the drinks are cancelled. The dinner, which I was going to have at Sorbello's, that's cancelled as well because you can't go in there anymore.
Well, you can take takeaway, though.
True.
So if you take takeaway and then you meet up in a place like with only 10 of you and 4 metres apart, that sounds like a real fun party.
Sounds like a perfect party.
Sounds like an episode from Mr. Bean. Like where they all just sit around with their little party hats on. Very awkward.
Yeah, so I know a number of people are unhappy. I know you're unhappy. I know the Prime Minister's unhappy because he RSVP'd. It was saying he wasn't going, but he RSVP'd, which is good.
Why would you invite ScoMo anyway?
Ah, look, you know, just put it out to everyone. I need as many friends, as many friends as possible.
I'm surprised he didn't say, sorry, Dave can't make it, holidaying in Hawaii right now.
Yeah, he just said, who? But the thing is, I'm thinking, how do we get around that sort of thing? Like, everybody still has to have a birthday, and you need to celebrate. You still need to socialise somehow.
Mm. You should do it on, you know how here at work we've got a lot of meetings and stuff like that.
Yeah.
What they did to combat them, they're doing like those Zoom meetings or where you're all on a big screen and you all dial in and you talk via the big conference calls.
Oh, video conference
like
dinner.
Like Skype, but with a group of people.
Right. So what you're saying is everyone has dinner at the same time.
Mm.
And I,
you make your own dinner for Dave's birthday dinner. You eat it in front of a screen while celebrating.
Yeah. And you can have a good old chat that way.
Mm.
What about the birthday cake?
How are you going to blow your candles out? Because you're not supposed to breathe on things.
Well, that's true. Well, that's going to be a tough one, isn't it? You know, maybe I have to make up my own birthday cake, which will, you know, it'll end up being just a meat pie anyway, because I don't like cake, and just put one little candle in there.
Yeah.
And because I can't blow, I'll just get a fan.
You just flap your fans around it.
Exactly. I'll get a sheet of paper.
This is the sign of the times, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah. Mm. So birthday, might as well just cancel it. Done. I'll wait until the 50th, then we'll have a massive blowout.
50th?
Yeah.
I thought you were in your 50s already.
Shut up, will you?
It's 14 to 6. Jay and Dave for breakfast. Today's top round, 29 degrees of Triple M morning.
Jay and Dave for breakfast.
Triple M.
Cutting crew. Triple M, Jay and Dave for breakfast. 23 minutes past 6. A little overcast today. A couple of showers forecast for the Central Coast with Sunday's districts again for tomorrow. And tops 28. Want to find out the latest in local news headlines? Stacey will have that update in just a few moments' time, including, Dave, businesses offering delivery or takeaway.
Well, around had Mackay to adapt, haven't they? Yeah.
Well, you know, the government shut down restaurants, cafes midday yesterday.
Yeah.
So people are unable to eat inside of these cafes and restaurants now. So
that's okay because, as you said, you know, they have adapted to takeaways and home deliveries like the Fat Frog Cafe in Cannonvale. Also, Poppy's Pizza, they've always delivered as well. So
the Paddock and Brew, Moss on Wood, and also Oliver and Stutchbury.
Well, funnily enough, we've got D'Artagnan from Oliver and Stutchbury's on the phone. Mate, how are you?
Good, thanks, guys. How are you?
Oh, mate, we've seen better times, but you guys are certainly adapting to the takeaway thing. It's been obviously a challenge for you guys to shut down at quick notice yesterday.
Yeah, that's an understatement. Yeah, look, we're one of the lucky ones. A lot of our stuff, probably 85% of our stuff was takeaway already.
Yeah.
So, it will have an effect on our cash flow and our turnover. But we're hoping that, you know, people that would normally get a coffee or you know, a brekkie wrap on their way to work will still be doing so for the meantime.
And now's the time to really step it up, you know, like everyone that's thinking about, you know, their coffee in the morning and everything. Now's the time to actually go out and get one, isn't it?
Support local business, yeah.
Yeah, exactly right. We've got 8 staff members here. You know, we want to keep everyone employed as long as we can because otherwise, you know, they've got no jobs, they've got no money to spend, and that makes a massive difference to the entire economy.
With the doors shutting at midday yesterday, what was the response like in the afternoon? Did you get many people coming in for their takeaways, or was it just...
We had our normal regulars coming in after lunchtime.
Nice.
Look, most of them were aware of what's happening. They sort of knew that there'd be no seating, dining in the cafe anymore, so the response was pretty good.
What's this thing on your Facebook? Schnitty in a box.
Yeah,
we saw this Facebook post. What is that?
So basically, it's a giant schnitty in a pizza box with chips. So what we're going to do is we're trying to adapt our business to what the change is happening.
I love this.
Our kitchen is sitting here at night, not being used.
Yeah.
So yesterday, I registered a business name and I registered a domain name and I called it Schnitty in a Box. And we're just going to be delivering giant schnitzels in pizza boxes to people that are either self-isolated, you know, from their own choice or because they have to, or even people that just don't want to cook and just, you know, want something different.
How much does that set you back?
To set both of them up, about $100.
Oh, cool.
We're lucky we can utilise our point-of-sale system and all that.
That's awesome.
So I can keep a couple of my extra of my casuals employed by getting to go out and deliver delicious snitties to everyone.
Oh, I think we were asking how much are the snitties?
Look, it'll feed 2 people and they're $18.95.
Oh, Jesus, that's all right.
And when I mean they're a giant snitty, you boys have seen the post, probably you've seen the picture of it.
Yeah.
It's literally a giant snitty.
Yeah, how does that giant?
Or salad, yeah.
D'Artagnan, challenge accepted for one person.
I love it.
I am not responsible for anyone's vote.
Mate, it's great to see that you are adapting. I know it's certainly uncertain times for a lot of us. You know, none of us have seen this in our lifetime, and I think our region is going to do pretty well in banding together and supporting each other. Mate, thanks for joining us this morning, and best of luck with it all, eh?
No worries, guys. Thanks for your support.
See you later, mate. Anytime, mate. Oliver and Stutchbury, go and see them for a coffee this morning. Taylor from the Triple M Street Patrol.
Go get us a coffee. Thanks. Oh, is he still on the line?
No, he's gone.
Oh, no, he's gone.
Damn it!
Damn it!
Caramel latte, no sugar. All right, Jay and Dave for brekkie, 27 minutes past six. We'll get to Stacey in the newsroom next.
Jay and Dave for breakfast.
What are you doing for, I think you're doing something for medical staff, is that right?
Ah, we sure are. Yeah. We are offering anyone in the frontline, medical nurses, doctors, anyone like that. All you have to do is show your medical ID card and you get a free shampoo, massage and a cut with us.
Oh, that is sensational. Kudos to you for coming up with this idea.
Thank you very much.
Why was it important for you to do this? Obviously, you know, there's a lot of medical staff doing some great things, but did you find that this was something that you were passionate about to try and help our community keep going?
Absolutely. We've got my auntie and my cousin are both ICU nurses and are just working around the clock. You know, everything gets push back. They're not allowed any gatherings or anything like that while this is all going on.
Yeah,
it's horrible what's going on in the world, and I just feel like I need to do something to pay it forward.
It's those small things too that make a huge difference in people's lives too.
Absolutely.
Does it extend to the AMBO people as well?
Absolutely, yep. And anyone in behind the desk at the base hospitals, MARTA hospitals, anywhere like that.
Oh, God, don't tell my mother that. She works in the hospital. She'll be down there straight away to get your
hair. And she's got a lot of hair.
Still take you 10 years to get through that, I can tell you.
That's good. No, send her down. Anyone's welcome.
Do people have to book with you, Casey, or do they show up or send you a message on Facebook? How would you like that to work?
Yeah, of course. They can do pretty much anything that you just said. They can ring us direct or they can message me through Facebook. Anything really.
Absolutely.
Okay, blessed hair. What about the guys with the beards? Can you trim those as well or what?
Absolutely.
Okay, just making sure.
You're not part of the medical fraternity though, Dave. So
I'm not saying me.
All right. Look,
we can make you pretty too.
Oh, you don't have a magic wand, Casey. It's just a piece of scissors. Look, you're doing a great thing for our region, and we certainly need it this time. It's a very difficult time for a lot of people. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing, hey? Appreciate
it. Absolutely. Thank you so much, guys. Thanks for getting the word out.
Anytime at all. Make sure you get down there to see Blessed Hair with Jay and Dave for breakfast this morning. Our top today, we are looking at 29 degrees.
Jay and Dave for breakfast. Triple M.